This is VOI with the news. Indonesia and Australia are exploring opportunities to cooperate in vocational training and human resource development, the Ministry of Manpower announced on Thursday. Manpower Ministry Yasierli said that Austria is known for its strong vocational system, which aligns well with industry needs. We believe this collaboration can open new opportunities to enhance the competence of Indonesia's workforce. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva have agreed to collaborate on developing missile technology and submarine systems. During a bilateral meeting in Brasilia on Wednesday, the two leaders also committed to expanding cooperation in various sectors, including the economy, trade, agriculture, education, and the defense industry. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOR listeners, after this, I'll be playing you a song entitled Jangan Kau Lepas by Alexa. I want to talk a bit about this song. This song means that don't let it go, or maybe don't let me go. Don't let us go. It can mean a lot of things, but especially it means when you're in relationships, sometimes there are times when you have to ask, or you have to some sort of like begging to your partner when the relationship seemingly approaching the end and your significant other no longer has the urge to fight for the relationship. You know, begging in relationship, it happens, but it doesn't mean that I still don't know where to put my hands around it, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to beg. But I would say, if it's for someone who you truly, truly love and you're willing to fight for them, sometimes begging is not always a bad thing. Sometimes, you know, holding on to something and fighting for it is not a bad thing. So if you view our listeners at home, at work, who are currently feeling like this, maybe you're the one who is willing to try and willing to fight for it. Good luck to you. I'm hoping the best for you. May everything works out, especially your relationship. So here you go, Jangan Kau Lepas by Alexa.
Peluklah diriku dan jangan kau lepaskan ku, dan jangan kau lepaskan ku darimu.
Ku takkan pernah tertawa, ku takkan pernah bahagia, ku takkan takkan pernah merasakannya. Bila kau tak di sini, ku takkan pernah tertawa. Ku takkan pernah sempurna. Ku takkan pernah merasakannya. Bila kau tak di sini.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bertemu dan kamu
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Seperti dulu, namun baru kali ini warna wajahmu tampak begitu sendu. Lalu ku dengar kabar kau ingin putus darinya. Dalam hatiku berkata, ini kesempatan untukku. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Jika dia minta keputusanmu, ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang, izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Bila kau cari harta, dia memang pasti
you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure. Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menanggung, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Yang ku alami, yang ku cinta.
Zone.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Jalan Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, tak lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Esok kan ingat lagi, ku jatuh cinta tiga hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek idamu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelakimu. Lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi, ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek idamu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya
today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap.
Enjoy.
Hand in hand, forever side by side. A love so special can we deny? Two souls entwined. I'll pass my pipe for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you. All I want is you.
Who are you?
There is no capture needed. Reason my body got heated.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone in accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely, karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in older karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon, Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olof, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Ranting aren, aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang.
In the past, it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now, Abah makes it from bamboo because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Kulit cara jemurnya juga lama. Itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Natak says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah gitu. Gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah loba bayarun. Astaghfirullah loba nunagi. Astaghfirullah loba nungantrog. Astaghfirullah aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah, loba nunagi. Santos kabalayar ay naon.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Loba Istighfar and song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing karinding, namely tonggeret, kogundangan, reogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun gitu, asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Kita harus menjaga, yaitu jaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Hari sudah ku rindu, tak bisa ku menghubungimu. Kau sedang dengan dirinya, sedang kita rahasia. Kapankah kau ada waktu sembunyi untuk bertemu? Baru kau sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Walau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau tak terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Sapa ku tersipu. Kau puji lupa amarahku, karena kau paling tahu cara lemahkan hatiku. Kalau tak ada yang pasti, yang kau beri hanya mimpi. Lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku menyimpan rasa cemburu, padahal bukan aku yang memilikimu. Sanggup sampai kapankah ku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku. Mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, lantas mengapa ku masih menaruh hati, padahal ku tahu kau telah terikat janji. Keliru atau kau bukan tak tahu, lupakanmu tapi aku tak mau. Pantaskah aku aku tak tahu, akankah akal sehat menyadarkanku.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.